Allah Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the treatment of anxiety through the belief in Allah's decree, and the title of the class is It Was Already Written. Actually, it is the belief in Allah's destiny that showers the spirit with the feeling of peace and tranquility. Today, inshallah, we will start to learn about the second aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is the writing. The writing means that Allah had written the destiny of all the creatures in al-lawh al-mahfuz, in the preserved tablet. So the question is, what are the characters of the preserved tablet, which is the book of decree? This is a book which Allah had kept all his knowledge in. It is preserved and protected from anything being added or taken away, or any alterations or changes. None knows anything from this book except Allah alone. Let us learn about the fact that the destiny of the all creatures was written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth from the verses of the Holy Quran, and we will start by learning from Surah number 6 verse. Let us start by Surah number 22 verse number 70 to learn that all our destiny was written in the book of decree, the preserved tablet, by Allah the Almighty before the creation of the heavens and earth. We will recite from Surah number 22 verse number 70.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam ta'alam anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wal-ard. إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير.
Know ye not that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and on the earth? Verily, it is all that is in the book al-Mufaz.
Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. The preserved tablet.
Preserved tablet. Verily, that is easy for Allah.
So actually, sisters, it is the knowledge of Allah that includes everything in the heavens and in the earth, including people's intentions, motives, actions, and reactions. It is in the record in the preserved tablet, the book of decree. We will recite now again to know about the book of decree from Surah number 6, verse number 38. Surah number 6, verse number 38. Inshallah, now we will learn from Surah number 10, verse number 61, to know about the fact that the decree of all the creatures was already written in the preserved tablet, the book of decree, by Allah the Almighty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيدون فيه وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين.
Neither you, O Muhammad, do any deed, nor recite any portion of the Quran, nor you, O mankind, do any deed, good or evil, that we are witness thereof. And when you are doing it, and nothing is hidden from your Lord, so much as the weight of an atom or a small ant on the earth or in the heaven, not what is less than that or what is greater than that, but it's written in a clear record.
Okay. We will recite again from Surah number 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 12, to know more about the fact that all the decree of all the creatures on the earth and or in the heavens, it is all written in the record in the book of decree by Allah the Almighty. Surah number 36, verse number 12.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين.
Verily we gave life to the dead, and we record that which they spend before them and their traces, and all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book.
So actually, this is the clear book, the preserved tablet, which Allah recorded in it all the decree of all the creatures, which we will learn about it in this class, inshallah. We will recite now to know more details about this fact from Surah number 22, Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 20, from Surah number 57, Surah number 57, Al-Hadid, verse 22 and 23. Surah number 57, verse number 22 and 23.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. No calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but is inscribed in the book of decrees. Before we bring it into existence, verily that is easy for Allah, in order that you may not grieve at the things over that which you fail to get, nor rejoice over that which you has been given to you, and Allah likes not prideful boasters.
So actually, the meaning of these two verses of the Quran is that no calamity can happen on the earth or in yourselves, but is recorded in the preserved tablet, the book of decree, before we bring it into existence. That is really easy for Allah, that you may not grieve for what escapes you, nor rejoice over that which has come to you. And Allah likes not prideful boasters. These verses are teaching us the following facts. Number one, there is nothing that touches you or happens to you, that is to say, all suffering and trials, but is inscribed in the book of decree before the creation was created and before the start of life. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, Allah ordained the measures of everything 50,000 years before he created the heavens and the earth. We need to realize that Allah knew all things before they occur, and he recorded them exactly as they will occur and when they will occur. Actually, this is easy for Allah. Verily, Allah knows what happened, what will happen, and what didn't happen. So the logic question is, why Allah is informing us that everything is recorded before its creation? The answer is that we must believe that what has met us would never have missed us, and what has missed us would never have met us. Therefore, don't grieve for what you have missed of fortune, because had it been decreed for you, you would have achieved it. Also, don't rejoice about what Allah has favored you with, because it is not you who earn it. Rather, it is a provision from Allah the Almighty. Actually, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in order to know the full details about the meaning of this verse of the Quran, we will learn two or three more ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then inshallah we will learn the benefit of this verse of the Quran from Surah number 57, verse 22 and 23, and also the meaning of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, said, the first thing which Allah created was the pen. Then he ordered it to write. The pen asked, what should I write? Allah said, write down everything that will occur until the day of judgment. Also Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said that as soon as Allah created the pen, he commanded it, saying, write. The pen said, what should I write, my Lord? Allah said, write the record of all things to happen till the establishment of the hour. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, he who dies believing other than this is not from me. Also Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said that Allah had written the ordained measures of the creation 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. So according to this ahadith and to the verses of the Quran which we just recited, sisters, we must learn the following. Number one, the belief in Allah's destiny is a must for every believer. Number two, all our life events, provision, and deeds were already written in the preserved tablet. It was done, no changes. We must get the benefit of this belief by accepting all our decree because it was already written. There is no possibility for changing it. So why we waste our time, our energy, our mental peace, health, and our relation with Allah regarding something which we have no hand to control it? It is Allah's decree. Instead, we must have acceptance because we believe that Allah is the most merciful, Allah is the all-wise, and Allah is the all-knower. Whatever He planned for us is the best. So always remind yourself with the fact that regarding any event which you don't like or you don't understand, remind yourself by saying it was already written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. There is no possibility for any changes. If you realize that fact, you will never be sad or feel sorrow for any of the events of your life. Instead, you will always feel the mental peace by accepting all Allah's decree. Allah is clarifying that it is not up to you to choose the events of your life. It is only up to you to choose the right path in your life. You are responsible for yourself regarding obeying Allah or disobeying Allah. This is the responsibility of the human beings in the worldly life. But regarding the life test, which means that the events of our life, okay, our provision, our marriage, our lifespan, having family, not having a family, all of this is only to Allah the Almighty. So why you regret or being unhappy regarding something which was not written for you? Because you are not the one who is supposed to write your decree. It is something written by Allah the Almighty in the preserved tablet 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So there is no possibility for any changes regarding your decree in this worldly life. So all the time be ready with the acceptance. I am accepting all what will happen to me in the future, and also I am accepting all what happened to me in the past, because this is not my issue. I am not the one responsible for the decree. I am just a human being in this worldly life, living the test of the worldly life. Allah the Almighty is the one who is planning everything for all of us, and this already happened long time ago before our existence. So there is no place at all for feeling regretting what happened to me in the past or what is happening to me now. This is not my problem in the worldly life. In this worldly life, I am here to accept, just to accept, to prove to Allah that I am believing that the decree is up to Him, not up to me. This is number one. And number two, that Allah is the most important for me. If Allah is the most important for me and the decree is from Allah the Almighty, so O Allah, I am pleased, I am accepting, but Allah, give me the patience and give me the ability to accommodate with the decree which you had already written for me. This is why Allah is mentioning that you are not supposed to regret or to feel, you know, that you are very proud of what you earned, because actually you are not the one earning. It is all from Allah the Almighty.
So, I understand from this ayah that, you know, it's recommended, or the way it's explained is that we should not be sad about bad events. For example, like, you know, death of someone you love. So, of course, I mean, you're going to get sad, but supposedly is that you're not supposed to be sad, because this has already been decreed and we have to accept it.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, this is the way I understand it. It's like, you know, when Allah says that, is that like again, I mean, this is like a relief to human beings.
Yes.
You know, to accept their decree. So
yes.
This is the way I understand it.
Yes, this is 100% correct. You know, how you will get the acceptance, or you will feel the acceptance for the events which you don't like. Okay, the way to have the acceptance is through the belief that this is already written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. This is something which we are not supposed to, you know, to think twice. This is Allah's decree, something which is related only to Allah. We are here in the test. This is part of the test of the worldly life. And whatever I don't like today, maybe I will have more and more in my future. So, believing in the decree of Allah, I have always to send the message to myself. Myself, I am accepting whatever will happen to me until the minute of my death. Oh Allah, I am accepting. Okay, if you have the feeling of acceptance, number one, this means that you are a believer in Allah's decree. Number two, you are obeying the commands of Allah by being accepting all the events of your life. Number three, you are more closer to Allah because already you accept. Then you call on Allah, oh Allah, give me the patience, give me the beautiful patience. And the beautiful patience is the patience without complaint. And make me busy with your obedience. Make me busy with your remembrance. Make me busy with something beneficial in my life, so that by time I will actually I will forget that bad event, and I will, inshallah, be busy with my worldly life and with your remembrance. So this is the goal of the believing that Allah already had written all our events and all the decree of all the people. The goal is to have the acceptance and to be ready with the acceptance, because you can accept what happened in the future, but in the past, but what about the future? Also, O Allah, regarding the future, I have the acceptance, because I can't make any changes. I am a believer. I know none can make any changes. But O Allah, make it easy for you, inshallah, to accept all your decree, and also help me with the beautiful patience. Okay? Now, inshallah, we will learn.
We can.
Yes. This is what, you know, this is what we will learn in detail, inshallah, while we are learning about this fact that Allah had written everything in the preserved tablet, about trying the means. But first, we must accept that everything was already written and no changes. No changes. Because most of the people, they feel that if I did that, it can be happen in this way. Maybe if I tried, you know, another hospital, maybe, you know, that my son will not be so sick. If I try to study more, maybe I will pass the test and I will be having the better job. No, all of this is not correct. Okay? Whatever you are living today is what you... There was no escape. And there is no other way to live except what you are living in reality, because you cannot escape Allah's decree. Okay, we will learn more while we are learning about this fact, inshallah, more and more from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us learn more now about the writing of the preserved tablet. But first, I want to be sure that it is clear for every one of us that we can't change Allah's decree, because it was already written, okay, long time ago, before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And as believers in Allah's oneness, we must have the full acceptance of Allah's decree, believing that Allah is the only one who knows the best, Allah is the only one who has the wisdom, Allah is the most merciful, and whatever decree from Allah for the believer, it is the best for him. Now we will try to learn more in depth about the writing in the preserved tablet, and we will recite now from Surah number 7, verse number 172, to learn the meaning of this verse of the Holy Quran, which will help us a lot regarding the believing in Allah's decree.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ.
تبارك الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed, or from Adam's loin, his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, Am I not your Lord? They said, Yes, we testify, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, on the day of resurrection, verily we have been unaware of this.
Actually, Umar ibn al-Khattab was asked about this verse of the Quran, and he said, when Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was asked about this verse of the Quran, he said that Allah created Adam, and then Allah passed his right hand and brought forth from it his offspring, saying, I have created these for paradise, and they will do the deeds of the people of the paradise. Then Allah passed his hand over the back of Adam and brought forth from it his offspring, saying, I have created these for the hell, and they will do the deeds of the people of the hell fire. Thereupon a man asked, What is the use? So what is the use of doing any deed? Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, Verily, when Allah creates a slave for paradise, He uses him in doing the deeds of the people of the paradise. And when Allah creates a slave for the hellfire, He uses him in doing the deeds of those who will enter the hell. I will explain this hadith by another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He said, There is none among you, not a created soul, but is written for it its place in the paradise or hell. And it is written whether it is miserable or happy. A man said, O Messenger of Allah, should we rely on our book of destiny and give up doing good? So whoever among us is to be happy in the hereafter will end up at the deeds of the happy people, and whoever among us is to be miserable will end up at the deeds of the miserable people. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Do deeds, for every person is prepared for the path they take. As for the happy people, it is made easy for them the path to the deeds of the happy people. And as for the miserable people, it is made smooth for them the path of the deeds of the miserable people. So actually, this is a fact which every one of us must know. We will discuss it in details And actually we will learn many lessons, but Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, after clarifying these facts in these two hadiths, he started reciting surah number 92 in order to prove the hadiths. So now we will recite surah number 92 and we will learn its meaning. Then we will learn the lessons from the hadiths of Prophet Muhammad regarding who are the people of the hell and who are the people of the paradise. So now we will recite surah Al-Layl, surah number 92. We will recite it all and we will learn its meaning, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربي الأعلى ولسوف يرضى.
أوكي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, I tell you then. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the first verse is Wal-Layl Idha Yakhsha, by the night as it envelops. This means that when the night covers the creation with its darkness. Wal-Nahari Idha Tajalla, by the day as it appears in brightness, meaning with its light and its radiance. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرُ وَالْأُنْثَى by Allah who created male and female وَخَلَقَ إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى certainly your efforts and deeds are diverse. This means that different in purposes. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى as for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him, this means the one who gives what he has commanded to give and fears Allah in his affairs. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى and believe in الْحُسْنَى. الْحُسْنَى is the reward. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, we will make smooth for him the path of ease. Okay, so this what we are learning about the path of ease. What are the criteria which will make you from those whom the path of ease is for you? Number one, who you give in charity, or you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you give what you are commanded to give. Number two, to fear Allah. And number three, to believe in the reward. And this means the belief in the day of judgment. The other kind of people, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى but he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient and belies al-husna, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى we will make smooth for him the path of evil. Okay, and actually this is the other kind of people whom Allah will make it easy for them, the path of evil. What are their criteria? They are the greedy miser. They think that they are self-sufficient and they belies the reward. That is to say, they belies the hereafter. Okay, then Allah is clarifying about the people of the evil, that those people, وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى and what will his wealth avail him when he goes down in destruction. And in verse number 12, Allah said, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى truly on us is to give the guidance, وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى and truly upon upon to us belong the last hereafter and the first this world. So actually, if we try to learn about those people whom they will actually be guided to the path of the paradise, okay, they have three criteria. They give what they are commanded to give. They fear Allah and they believe in the reward, that is to say, in the hereafter. The other people whom Allah made it easy for them, the path of the evil, they are the greedy miser. They think that they are self-sufficient and they belie the reward, that is to say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the hereafter. So now we will again revise this hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab said that, he said, O Messenger of Allah, do you think that the deeds that we do are a matter that is already predetermined, or they are something just beginning or new? Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing upon him, replied, it is something that has already been predetermined. Therefore, work deeds, O son of Al-Khattab, for verily, each person will have things made easy for him. So whoever is from the people of the happiness, then he will work deeds for happiness. And whoever is from the people of misery, then he will work the deeds of misery. So actually, sister, this is what we are learning about, you know, the fate of every one of us. Okay, so if I learn this hadith, how can I get its benefit in my worldly life? Okay, in order to get the benefit of this hadith, you must check with yourself regarding the deeds which you like to do, the deeds which are close to your heart, and the deeds which are easy for you to perform. Okay, if obedience of Allah, that is to say the acts of worship with sincerity, having the good manners, to be just with the people and to avoid oppressing them, being merciful and kind. Number three, fulfilling your responsibilities to your parents, spouse, kids, family and the whole community. If all these deeds are easy for you to perform, and to perform them in a good sign, this is a sign that you are from the blessed people in this life, and the paradise will be your final destination. But if you focus only on the worldly life achievements, that is to say, the wealth, the job, and the house, forgetting completely or partly about your duties to Allah, obedience of Allah, remembrance of Allah, worship of Allah, living against the rules of Allah, that is to say, the illegal means, then you are from those people whom they forget about Allah, and Allah made them to forget themselves. So they are living this life just to enjoy through any means, legal or illegal. This is not their problem. This is a sign that those are the people whom Allah made it easy for them, the path of the evil. And they are on their way to the hellfire. So it is up to you to plan your life here and also to plan your final destination. If you want to live a good worldly life, we will recite now from Surah number 17, verse number 97, to know about who are the people whom Allah promised them to have a good worldly life, so that we can follow them, and then inshallah we can plan how to be from the people whom the good deeds are easy for them to perform. So inshallah now we will read from Surah number 6, verse number 97, to know about the people whom Allah promised them to have a good worldly life, and inshallah we will continue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer of Islamic monotheism, verily to him we will give a good life in this world, and with respect, contentment, and lawful provision, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do. paradise and the hereafter.
So actually, sisters, again, it is up to you to plan your life. In the your worldly life and also your final destination. Allah is clarifying in this verse in the, of the Quran that those whom they are the true believers and they are doing the good deeds, they are the one whom Allah promised them a good worldly life. And actually a good worldly life is a life according to the path of Allah and according to the rules of Allah. So now I want, inshallah, to live a good worldly life, and inshallah I want to like the good deeds, and I want it to be easy for me so that inshallah I will be in the paradise. Number one, have the strong faith in Allah. The most important factor for everyone who wants to live a good worldly life and to have the paradise, inshallah, as the final destination, the most important is the strong, sincere faith in Allah the Almighty. Number two, always choose the good deeds. All the time, choose the good deeds. For example, sincerity, obedience, piety, honesty. Okay? Because when you do the good deeds, you will be more closer to Allah, and by time you will like the good deeds. Because when you will do the good deeds, Allah will shower you with His mercy. So you will feel that when I was honest with Daniel, okay, regarding a question she asked me about, I felt very good because I was very honest. I told her the truth, whether she liked it or not, but I told her the truth for the sake of Allah, and I feel relaxed and happy. When I sacrificed a lot for my family, I felt very good because I felt that Allah will be pleased with me because I am obeying the commands of Allah. So when you keep on doing the good deeds for the sake of Allah, you will feel gradually that you like the good deeds, because the good deeds is always giving you the feeling that Allah is pleased with you, and also you are very close to Him. Number three, be close to the righteous believers, as they will encourage you all the time to be close to Allah. And this is very important, to have the good companion, to have to be always close with those whom they are close to Allah in sincerity, not just close to Allah from the outside picture, and when you observe their deeds, you find it not actually to the point, or not actually to what they are supposed to. Be always close to the sincere believers, those whom they fear Allah. The most important character for the believer who is trying to be close to Allah is to fear Allah all the time. In every word, I fear Allah. In every deed, I fear Allah. Allah is always inside me. I feel Allah all the time, and I fear Allah all the time. Whenever you find people whom they having this belief, try to be close to them, because they will all the time encourage you to obey Allah, and they will make it easy for you to follow the right path. And if you feel that the right path is easy for you, this means that you are on the right track and you are from the blessed people, from the happy people whom Allah created them to live a good worldly life, and the paradise will be their final destination. Number four, regarding how to have the worldly life as a good life and to have the paradise as the final destination, is doing the sincere dua to Allah all the time. Keep on calling on Allah to make you to like the right path. This is very important. This is very, very important, actually, you know, from the practice of the life. Okay? When you call on Allah saying to Him, "Oh Allah, I want to like the right path. Oh Allah, I want to like to enjoy the prayer, as-salah. Oh Allah, I want to like to recite the Quran. I want to love the Quran. I want to, the Quran to be part of my heart. I want to enjoy the time with the Quran. More than enjoying anything, the time with the Quran, the time with the prayer, the time to do the good deeds. Oh Allah, make it close to my heart so I feel relaxed and I feel happy and I can spend a lot of time with the Quran." And when someone will come and tell me, "You are reciting the Quran for 2 hours now, this is enough," you tell her, no, No, this is the time of my enjoyment. I am very happy. I am very relaxed. I feel the mercy of Allah. This is the best time for me in my life, either to pray or to recite the Holy Quran or to help someone needy. That is to say, when I am close to Allah, when I am doing the deeds of obedience to Allah. So keep on calling on Allah to make these deeds close to your heart, to enjoy it. This is the most important, because you cannot keep on doing a deed except when you love it. This is the most important. You cannot be a true believer when you pray because you have to, or you recite the Quran because you have to, or you do the good deed because you have to. This is not the way. You will stop at any time. But if you want to be all the time on the right path, you must love and you must like the good deeds. How you can like it? When you appreciate it, and also when you call on Allah, inshallah, all the time, to make you to like it and to like it and to love it. Now we will learn another hadith which is related to the fact that Allah already has written everything in the preserved tablet 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth, because in this hadith also there is a very special benefit which every one of us must learn, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily, the creation of each one of you is brought together in his mother's womb for 40 days in the form of a nutfa, that is to say a drop. Then he becomes a alaqa, a clot of blood for a like period, and a mudgha, morsel of flesh for a like period. Then there is sent to him the angel who blows the soul into him and who is commanded with four matters: to write down his sustenance, his lifespan, his actions, and whether he will be happy or unhappy, that is to say, whether or not he will enter the paradise." So actually, let us continue. By Allah, verily, one of you performs the actions of the people of paradise until there is but an arm length between him and it, and that which he has written overtakes him, and so he acts with the actions of the people of the hellfire and thus enters it. And verily, one of you performs the actions of the people of the hellfire until there is but an arm length between him and it, and that which has been written overtakes him, and so he acts with the action of the people of the paradise and thus enters it. This is a hadith which every one of us, believing that Allah already wrote everything, and he wrote who are the people of the paradise and all who are the people of the hellfire, we must learn this hadith, because there is a great warning in this hadith. Okay, in this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying that it is the creation of every one of us in the mother womb, 40 days as a drop, then another 40 days clot of blood, then third 40 days morsel of flesh. So they are all 120 days, that is to say 4 months. So after 4 months of pregnancy, Allah will send the angel to blow the spirit, and then he is commanded to write four things: the lifespan, the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the sustenance, the actions, and whether he will enter the paradise or not. This is something written while you are 4 months, pregnancy, the mother is having 4 months pregnancy, and you are still a clot or a morsel of flesh in the uterus of your mother. It is already written. It is done. Okay, and actually this is the knowledge which everyone must be aware of. So this part we already believed in, as we learned that Allah already wrote everything in the preserved tablet, the book of decree, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. Actually, what we will focus on is this, the case of these two people, because this is actually a case of very special. This is not the common. The common is that if you do the deeds of the people of the paradise, inshallah you will end with a deed of a people, you will end. I want you to focus on the sentence, you will end. You will end with a deed of a people of the paradise, and inshallah you will be in the paradise. And those whom they are doing the deeds of the people of the hell, they will end with a deed of a people of the hell, and they will be in the hellfire. But this case which is mentioned in this hadith, this is a very special case for two people. One of them was doing... This is a special situation for two men. The first one is the one who kept on doing deeds all his life. Then when it is very close for him to die, it is when Prophet Muhammad said, an arm between him and it is his time of death. Okay, when his book of deeds will close. When he is about to die, he will do a deed of the people of the hell. And he will end with that deed, a deed of the people of the hell, and he will enter the hell. Okay, so the question is, oh Allah, why? This is a person or a believer who did all his life good deeds. Okay, the answer from the tafsir of this hadith is that person, Allah knows his intention. Because the intention is only known to Allah. Allah knows that the intention of that person from the good deeds was the showing off. Accordingly, Allah doesn't accept from him the good deeds. Accordingly, Allah will make him to do a deed of the people of the hellfire at the end of his life. Because this is why we must always focus on our last deeds. Because it is up to your last deed. That person will do a deed of the people of the hellfire at the end of his life. Accordingly, he will be in the hellfire. So the lesson is that, sisters, when you have the intention to do any deed, have the intention only for Allah. Not for Allah and my husband. Not for Allah and my kids. Not for Allah plus. No, I am sincere only for you, O Allah. I am doing the deeds to please you only, O Allah. So that inshallah I will end with the deed of the people of the paradise, and inshallah I will be in the paradise. What about the case of the other person or the other man? That man actually he was doing all the deeds of the people of the hellfire, but he has very sincere repentance. Allah allowed him for this. This is Allah. We cannot interfere. We cannot ask. Okay, Allah, out of His knowledge, allowed for him, okay, or permitted for him, and accepted for him a sincere repentance. And Allah made it easy for him to do a deed of the people, of the deeds of the people of the paradise, and he died doing a deed of the people of the paradise, and Allah will make him to enter the paradise. This is all up to Allah. We are out of all of this. So what we learn from this hadith also, sister, is that don't all the time feel that if you are on the right path, I am better than that sister. She's not on the right path. I am better than that person. He is not on the right path. You cannot say anything about you are better or not until you die. Because you are not sure if you are that person whom you are always feeling that you are better than others, and you are doing this. Allah knows your intention. Maybe Allah will make you to end with the deed of the people of the hellfire. Okay? And maybe those whom they always say they are not good people, maybe Allah knows about them. We don't know the intention of anyone. We are not supposed to judge any person. This is also what we learn from this hadith. Don't judge any person because only Allah knows the intention of them. But all the time have the sincere intention to Allah and try to follow the right path so that inshallah you will end inshallah with the deed of one of the people of the paradise, and you will enter the paradise. So in conclusion, the decree of Allah that is written in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet before the creation of the universe, this destiny written in the preserved tablet is never changed, and it covered everything. There is no place for regret or sorrow about any of the events of your life, because this is the decree of Allah which never changes. Number two, Allah made a divine decree after the creation creation of Adam, Allah took out all of the progeny of Adam, all of the humans from the beginning time until the end of time, and asked them, I am not your Lord. And all of the humans responded, we testify that you are our Lord. Then Allah decreed to them who shall go to the paradise and who shall go to the hell. Also, we must know that when a person is in the womb of his mother, especially 120 days after conception, Allah sends an angel to put a soul into the person, and the angel writes down the decree that Allah has made, his lifespan, his sex, his sustenance, and whether he will be a dweller of the paradise or the hell. So it is your duty and responsibility towards yourself to strive to make it the final, to make the paradise your final destination by living your life according to the rules of Allah. And let us make the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.